Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Sarah Petty's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, Sarah. That's Sarah. She's back. Sarah is the founder of The Joy of Marketing, the co-author of Worth Every Penny, and she's here to talk to us about being a small business owner, and of course she's got teenagers, so she has to deal with them too while she's talking to us. Hey Sarah, welcome back.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. How are the kids?
They're fantastic.
Well, tell them hi. Say hi to them right now. Tell them we said hi.
Hi guys. Hi guys.
From Jim. Say hi from Jim.
Hi from Jim.
Hey Sarah, it's good to have you here. Okay, thanks for your time. One of the things that I know you've been working on with folks and in your own business is how to keep cash moving through your business. It's tough,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It can be.
Anybody who's been a business owner knows the feeling of, oh my gosh, there's not money in the checkbook right now.
Right. Yep. And the bigger you get, the worse it gets because you got more things going on, more money going out, and maybe not as much coming in. Isn't it amazing how the money going out never seems to have any impediments or speed bumps or any obstacles of any kind? It's like it's a grease slide. It just drops right out of your life. But the money coming in seems to have it's got to go over a mountain, it's got to go across a river and fight off alligators to finally get into your door.
That's true. And now with all the online payment, people want you to pay them even faster. No more floating.
Well, yeah, and the people who you owe want their money faster. The people who owe you don't know how to do that, though, right?
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
So is it a conspiracy, you think, Sarah?
It might be. I think it's Mother Nature's way of keeping the free market space open for new entrepreneurs.
Or God's sense of humor, one or the other, something like that. So, okay, so how do we fix that? How do we deal with it?
Well, planning is a big part of it. Being a photographer and having a photography studio, it's a very seasonal business. So mm-hmm. I have to really plan to get major sales fourth quarter so that I can have some left over to pay bills first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And, I see a lot of business owners who are just living day by day that get in a scary place. But I'm always looking at, okay, what are my goals for the month and how am I going to get people in? Looking ahead instead of panicking and saying, oh my gosh, I'm 5 grand short or 10 grand or 50 grand and panicking, going out on Facebook and doing a half off sale or putting an ad in the paper or mm-hmm. whatever it is, because we know what discounting does. Mm-hmm. It's not a solution. It's a bigger can of worms than you want to open. So being proactive and going out there and building relationships and having a plan to keep those clients coming in is the best way to keep that cash flow coming.
One of the things that very, very small business owners, very small businesses have a problem with is if they're very small, the people who are rounding up the business are the ones who are already also delivering the business.
Yes.
And so while you're delivering the business, which you've sold, which congratulations, you're going to get paid on that. While you're doing that, you're not lining up the next customer.
Yes.
That's a problem, isn't it, for a lot of folks?
It is a problem. It is a problem. In fact, we had some landscaping done a couple months ago, and I think it took them 3 months to get us the bill. And
now,
that's
a different thing. I don't understand that. I was talking to somebody about this yesterday, I guess it was. I've never understood a business that doesn't bill their customers. When I had my consulting business, I didn't show up to them on the first day of the month because I always felt like that was tacky. Even if I needed the money, I gave them a day or two to kind of get into the month. But they got my bill pretty quick after that. When we bill customers now, if it's due on the first of the month, we'll send them a bill on the fourth or the fifth. But we never fail. I have never failed to bill a customer. I don't understand that.
No, I don't understand it either. And also with cash flow in my photography business, I have to make sure we don't get bottlenecked.
Right.
Because, you know, sometimes we're shooting, sometimes we're selling the images people have already seen. I have to make sure that I'm not shooting 30 sessions 1 week and not selling any.
Right.
So we're always talking about, okay, how can we keep that cash flow coming in mm-hmm. sort of equally each week? So you've got to really be looking at planning part as much as doing the work. And, you know, my friend, a good friend of mine, taught me early in my career to buy time with my money. And that was great advice.
What do they mean?
Well, as I could afford it, he was saying, if you can hire out things that cost you less than you're making mm-hmm. or want to make.
Delegate.
Yeah, exactly. So I outsourced bookkeeping as I could afford it and all these different things so that I could be worrying about cash flow and I could be marketing and I could be
right.
making sure I'm billing people.
when you don't have excess work to do, then it's cheaper for you to do it because if you got nothing else to do, you might as well be doing that. But when things get busy and you're starting to reach capacity, that's when you got to start thinking about that, don't you? About buying time with money, about delegating.
It's true. Yep, it's true.
With a contractor or with an employee, right? Or technology even.
Yeah, absolutely. Or interns. We have college kids always doing little projects here and there. They're mm-hmm. getting great experience and we're getting some things done, especially with social media. Mm-hmm. That can be a full-time job and just be a time sucker for business
owners.
Social
media is not free, is it?
No.
It is for individuals, but it's not for businesses, is it?
Yeah.
So,
smaller businesses, all we have is our time.
I want to ask you about, back to the thing about not billing customers. Do you
yes.
think people don't bill them because they feel bad about billing for the work that they did? They don't want to ask people for money? What do you think they do that?
Probably, you know, they're creatives or they're, you know, worried about producing what they love. And
are charging for how much they actually need to charge.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. you know they think, wow, I couldn't pay this. How could you know? Why would I? I'm ashamed to send somebody this bill. I couldn't pay this.
Yeah, but I think that's part of a good process is educating them on the price and
yeah.
getting that bill out quickly while they're still enjoying the smell of the new landscaping. 3 months later, it's like, oh, man.
Especially when one of the plants died or something. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. But, and no, you're right. And the thing is it irritates people when you don't bill them on time.
Mm-hmm.
That'll surprise a lot of small business owners to realize that your customers don't like it when you bill them late.
It's very true.
I've had many of them just say that, and I'm that way. Around here, we don't like it when somebody sends us a bill that's, you know, 6 months old or something like that.
Agree.
Give us your
Agree.
Website quickly, Sarah.
Joyofmarketing.com.
All right. The book is called Worth Every Penny. Sarah and I will be right back. Stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.